see, can you see by the dawn's early light what so bright?
My name is Michelle Funt, and I want to officially welcome you to the Petersburg version of Freedom Convoy 2022. Show that we stand with the Canadian truckers who are currently occupying Ottawa in an attempt to force their government to recognize their personal rights and to drop the mandates. We also want to note our support for a future American convoy starting March 1st, because our U.S. government needs this same, shall we say, encouragement. Please allow me to introduce to you a new member of our community who has ties to Petersburg through his marriage to one of the daughters who once lived on Five Daughters Hill. Please welcome the husband of our own Helmy Woolheater Clark, Joel Clark.
So thanks for being brave and standing up for your freedoms, for our freedoms, really. Because today the country's more divided than it's ever been. The world's more divided than it's ever been. And we need unity and empathy. And we need to put aside our differences and if we could, regardless of our political affiliation, our race, our vaxxed, unvaxxed, masked, unmasked, it doesn't really matter what differences or divisions that we've been placed in by those that control the mainstream media and politics. We all want the same thing, I think. Freedom, obviously. Justice, respect, and a fair payback on our energies we put into life, right?
He's a loyal Viking, a patriot, well-loved by his family, friends, and his former students. Please welcome Rob Schwartz.
Those founding fathers also knew that our rights are God-given rights. They are not granted to us by our borough assembly, who can dole them out and dole out our liberties at their will or as they see fit. They're God-given. God-given. Announcing their mandates from the safety of their computer screens and destroying our right to peaceful assembly. It's been a load of you know what for a while, and I'm so glad to see you taking a stand. Right now, it's obedience and cowardice that continue to lead us down an increasingly darkened path, keeping masks on our kids. It's compliance and conformity that will lead us step by step into totalitarianism, enslavement, and despair. And that is why we resist today, tomorrow, and forever if necessary.
For myself, my last few months have been filled with nursing myself and my 82-year-old mother through COVID, learning ever more about healthy living and about God's will for me during these times. I'd love to swap stories with you sometime and to hear your stories as well. I'll even listen to the lawyer jokes. Many of my fellow community members feel the same way. Thank you for coming out, and thank you for encouraging each other with this Freedom Convoy 2022.